Good evening and welcome. It's a special meeting of Orville City Council, July 25th, 2002. We will begin with prayer and we'll do the pledge. Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to be here together this evening and to serve our community. We ask for your blessing upon each person that's here tonight and on the city of Orville. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, very good. We got the roll call.
Hamburg.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you very much. We can move right on to old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 3122. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis.
Here.
Asparis.
Yes
or no?
Oh, yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Here.
She just went to training, man. She
yes. Carr? So. Yes. Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
You were sticking with it, though.
Resolution 3122. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to purchase fence material and to install fencing for various areas in or part of the city of Orville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Questions, comments?
I can re-summarize if you'd like,
okay,
Mr. President.
Sure.
This is to pay for the materials and installation of the fencing, which is part of it is the railing for the new bridges at Lower Hoare Park. Part of it is the new gate for the entrance into the park up off of Elm Street. And then the third is the fencing around the splash pad, which I think we were leaning towards doing. And then as we watched people use it, we utilized it. It was much needed as folks kind of kept eyeing their kids and those kind of things. So that's part of the really there's three different projects being addressed as part of this one quote. We have procured quotes and we have spent several months doing so, and we do think we have a vendor that's out of Dalton that's going to not only install the material but also make the fencing as well as part of that project. So it's pretty cool. We're keeping it local and we're excited about all three of the projects.
What kind of fencing was going to be used?
It is it aluminum?
Aluminum.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what we ended up with. Yep.
All right, very good.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rosen.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3122 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Hanworth.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3222. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Carr.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3222. A resolution authorizing the execution of the 2022 solar energy schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated and taking of other actions in connection therewith regarding solar generated energy purchases and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Excellent. memo. Thanks for that, Mr. Brittaker.
Yeah, there was a lengthy memo. I'd be happy to answer any questions. The short story is this resolution does not obligate us to anything. If after the there was enough interest in subscribing this project, and after we've received all the pricing, we will AMP will come back to all the folks who have approved these resolutions and determine if they have any interest in participating in the project. This kind of is a little bit differently, I think, as I described. Most of the time, the members approach AMP about a particular project. They go out and solicit proposals, bring that back to the members. The members review it and make a decision, and then they have to wait another 2 months to pass legislation. Next thing you know, we're 6 months down the road. We go back to vendors and say, hey, guess what? We finally decide to do that. And they say, well, hey, guess what? The things have changed. So this time with the pricing and just the uncertainty of the markets, they're going out and getting the legislative portion done early. So once they get the detailed proposals in and have the details and the terms of the contract, final pricing, they'll come on back to the members and say, is this something that you're interested in? And if it's yes, they can go ahead and enter in an agreement, literally in less than a month. During that time, that also allows us to take a look and see whether or not this project has a fit for us. I think I mentioned we looked at this project when they first rolled it out about a year and a half ago. The market, we were just in a different place a couple years or so ago. We're in a different place now. The economics are a little more attractive to us, not overwhelmingly attractive, but enough that we went from a no interest to a possible interest. So this gives us the ability to participate in a project up to 7 megawatts, which I think I mentioned is about 2 or 3% of our total power supply. Again, we don't have to decide until after we get that information in, which will probably not be until sometime in fourth quarter this year. When we do, we'll bring, during that time, we'll be bringing any early market information back to the board for review and their recommendation on whether or not to participate or not. Before we do that, we'll let this group know what's going on. So again, this has no obligations to it. It just has that, we just have that authority in place. So if there is interest in moving the project forward, all the various members, however, there may be that process, which again takes some communities, 2.5 months to do. All that upfront work will be done ahead of time and we'll be able to move forward more promptly with the project, lock down vendor pricing, labor contracts and things along that line. So I'd be happy to answer anything else.
I'd just like to say that I stand behind this. After going to all the utility board meetings and hearing all the facts and stuff, I do believe it to be worthwhile. While it doesn't lock us in, like you said, it opens the door for us to be a part of it.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3222 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3322. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second. Mr. Asparis.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3322. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts either without bidding through the Office of Procurement Services, Department of Administrative Services, State of Ohio, or to procure quotes from various vendors or with bidding to replace the roof on fire station number 1 in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Good. Questions, comments?
If I may, Mr. President, just to kind of restate what we had mentioned in the prior council meeting, the reason all three options are listed is we're kind of working some different variables in regards to trying to get the best rate possible. Met with some a vendor today, most likely wound up buying the material through state bid and then hiring a separate contractor to do the installation. That's going to be the most effective way on pricing. And still got to get that state bid pricing on the materials, which will save us a tremendous amount of money as well. So that's why all these different options were listed there, just kind of keeping all the options open to get the best price possible.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears. Yeah, we actually.
Ms.
Spears? Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handler?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3322 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handler?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3422, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
On second reading.
Good catch.
Second again, Ms. Mosley.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3422, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the asphalt resurfacing of the parking lots at fire station number 1 in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was kind of explaining to the mayor earlier today how we got to this point on this. This is very similar. We've worked variable ways to try to get this project accomplished. Within the $50,000, which would be a quoting process. We had two quotes over the $50,000, so we decided to wait and see if we could add it on to the asphalt paving project, which was initially how we bid it out before we pulled it back, because we didn't get any bids that way. Then when the contractor on the asphalt bidding project gave us a change order, it was for $30,000 more than what the quotes were for. So we were like, yeah, obviously you really don't want to do the work on that, or if you do it, you're only going to do it if you're going to make quite a bit off of it. So that's why we're back here now, needing to go through the bidding process, because it is over. It is going to be over the $50,000, not by a lot, but enough that you have to go through the bidding process. So that's kind of the world we're living in right now, just trying to work the variable ways to get it at the best price possible. And so we'll move forward with the bidding process and reach back out to those that gave us quotes in the hopes that they'll just put a bid in.
Yeah. Well, this is a resolution. Obviously, we're trying to lump that with our asphalt project. This is something that's definitely justifiable. It's just giving them a little bit more power to try to negotiate the best price that they can. I believe they didn't get the price you guys were looking for. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, they were higher than
the first one.
Yeah.
Came back higher. Yeah. So this is definitely one that we're trying to get knocked out this season.
Unless we're all going to have a work day over there, we'll need to pass this resolution. <so.
laughs> I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3422 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you. For good of the order, there's some chatter about tornado sirens. Can you just give all of us an update?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that resolution was approved in April for BNC Communications to do the work. They had informed us at that time that they were looking at a delay on the materials because of the supply issues and all the things that everyone's dealing with right now. We were aware of that. The chief has kind of been keeping in touch with them on that project. They coincidentally notified us this today that they finally were receiving the materials this week. We are meeting with them in the IT department on Friday, and once everyone's coordinated all that information, they're hoping to begin next week on the installation. Then, of course, it'll be part of that installation is reprogramming the radios as well, which BNC does all of that for us. They also have done all our work on the sirens in the past as well. So when people say, why are you using BNC? Well, that's the company that has done all the work in the past, so it makes sense to continue to use them with their knowledge base of what we have. So it has went slower than even we thought, but I guess I'm not shocked with how things are going, but it does look like it's going to be done in the next couple weeks. I will definitely let you know when it's on board. I'll do an org news article as well to kind of inform folks of what had happened and what is happening and where we're at. So kind of get that word out on that as well.
Yeah, right, believe it or not, I think we're actually kind of on schedule, because I think the last response that mayor put out there was chief told us it'll be towards the end of July. So, I mean, if they're jumping on it next week, then it'll be done, I think. It seems like it's a long time for us, but I think we're right on schedule.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've had some nasty weather the last couple of weeks, which has brought it to the forefront of people's minds at this point. So. The
good news is, as soon as we get them installed, we won't have any more.
That's right. That's the one we would sure die.
That's okay.
So are there no sirens at all right now?
So right now, the signs are manually activated, which basically means our guys go out in the middle of the weather and go up in them and flip a switch, so to speak. On last night, obviously, it happened at 3 in the morning. It was a war cog issue last night in regards to why they weren't even notified to go out and activate them. I don't know if we would have had enough guys, honestly, though, just because you're notifying people at 3 in the morning to go out in the storm and activate them. So, or what time was that? I'm not even sure what time. But it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But, so that was a work hog issue where the dispatcher did not know the process. So the chiefs have, we met with the work hog on that process as well, and they'll be involved in the meetings going forth as well on that process. So
did, if I remember back that meeting April 4th, you said Baltimore Township had a opportunity to jump in also?
Bachman at this point is at least informed us, and we have not met with them since April or May, because they said that at that point they did not believe that they were going to worry about having operable sirens in Baltimore Township. Yes, and the only reason I passed that on to you earlier was so if anyone asked you guys, I'm sure that'll be the next message, then they need to contact their trustees.
So nothing has changed on that front then?
Not at all.
Yeah. So Kyle, pretty much what happened was Chief pretty much said, Chief Bishop told us, you know, hey, we only own, four or six of them?
We own four.
We own four of it, nine or six or something like that. Well, we went to Bulk and said, hey, you know, we have to update this software. If you choose not to go in with us and help us to do yours, we're going to move forward and just fund our, you know, fund the software for ours. And something happened over there where they decided not to partner with us. So we just said we're going to take care of Warville residents.
I don't even think it's a partnership issue. I think it's truly for them just the funding issue.
Yeah, funding.
So the four, what, station, old station two? Pine Street?
Yeah.
And then Beaver Street?
Yes.
Station two?
Industrial Park.
Industrial Park, okay.
Well, and then Brown Hill.
Station two.
Yeah, that's station two. Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't there one down the park?
And we are actually... That one may be activated as well as part of this. That one was deactivated a number of years ago because it was not operable. And in working with BNC, we think we may be able to get it operable and get it up so we have 5 then at that point.
Steve, correct me if I'm wrong in what I'm about to say, but with the software that we'll be purchasing, the cost share that we're looking to do with Bachman was because it's going to apply to all of our sirens, including theirs. They still have to pay to upgrade their actual siren, but there's like about $22,000 is what we're talking, in March. If we pay that, they're basically just getting a free ride there. If they do decide to upgrade theirs and don't decide to cost share there, they would still pay individually for their sirens, which is what sounds like the issue might be in holding them up. So.
Right. And I will say, I won't let them piggyback unless they give us some money.
Sure.
And they've been good. I mean, we have a really good relationship with them. Our main trustee that we had worked with for did not get reelected, so Howard Taylor was the one who we had worked with quite a bit on the various projects. But we have a really good contract with them as well on our EMS and fire stuff. So,
great.
I would make them pay though. I wouldn't let them get in for free though. We would figure something out.
Sure.
I'll be contacting them since I live there.
Don't say you heard it from me.
I just got their email. I'm absolutely going to contact. I will protect you.
Cautious one of them.
I'm talking about one of the trustees.
Was there going to be testing?
Oh yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Audible testing.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
While you're installing.
Yeah, and once I have a better spiel on the schedule and stuff, I'll get that out and make sure everyone's aware. We'll also obviously get it out on Facebook and social media so that folks understand it. That's just a test, as they say on the radio.
Definitely appreciate your quick response to my email.
Well, and the only reason it took me a little longer is I was waiting on the chief to make sure that he hadn't heard anything in the meantime, and coincidentally he hadn't, but he did. Shortly thereafter, so.
Hey, you got to me with under 6 hours. That's a good response in my book. And I appreciate it.
All right, good. Any other items? All right.
Important notification down below, adjournment there.
Yes, we need to take care of that matter. Any motions to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Very good. Larson moves. Mr. Shanklin seconds.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Asparis.
Here. Couldn't help it. Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you. We are adjourned until September 6th. It's a Tuesday, 2022.
I was just, based on last night, hey, I noticed there weren't any sirens activated. Yeah. I just played all these.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.